Well, good evening, Audio Boo. It's Saturday, the 12th of March. It's a little before six in the evening. We're back home. We got back around lunchtime, actually. We made good time coming back. And traffic was fairly light, so we got right back, as I say, around 12:30, 1 o'clock. It's been non-stop ever since. The only problem with going away on holiday is when you come back, you've got the week's worth of washing that was in the wash basket before you went away, and the week's worth of washing from while you were away. So depending on how much in the way of clothes you have, you've either got no clothes or everything you've got is in various stages of needing a wash. So we've got washing machine on, which you might be able to hear in the background. You can probably also hear the oven, or rather both ovens. I'll talk a little bit more about that in a sec. Basically, when I got back, we unloaded the car and had a cup of tea and did all the sort of sorting out the massive pile of junk mail that was on the front doormat. And then when we'd done all that, I went to the shops to basically restock the larder because we'd emptied pretty much everything out while we before we went. We didn't take a lot with us, therefore there wasn't much food to bring back. I think we brought back a packet of risotto rice and some milk, basically. So I went to the shops, restocked. Also, while I was there, one of my slight digression to explain this, one of my birthday presents, I was going to say Christmas presents, though it's March now, not December. One of my birthday presents was it cooking for your dog, which is exactly what it says on the tin. It's recipes for things you can cook for your dog. Now this kind of seems to me to border on the slightly bit too obsessed with your pet type thing, but you know, in the spirit of trying anything out once, or at least once. While I was out, I picked up one of the recipes that I noticed when I was flicking through the book, was something called beef crunchies, which has one ingredient, basically, lean beef. So that's why both ovens are on. Basically, in the main oven, we've got our dinner cooking, roasting a chicken, and we're going to have that with some jack of potatoes and salad, I think. But in the other oven, the top oven, I've got some cubes of beef cooking, and I can just look through and see that they're cooking away nicely. I'll save Alex having to moan about having a picture of food, so I won't take a photograph of that. I'll perhaps snap a pic of the front cover of the book and add it to this audio boo. But yeah, giving that a go. And anything I didn't realise was when I started that they take 3 hours to cook. An hour at a fairly high temperature, and then 2 hours with the oven door propped open at a slightly lower temperature to dry them out. I'm guessing this is kind of the doggy equivalent of jerky, actually, but we'll see what they turn out like. In other news, good to hear some boos from people. I've listened to Alex's, but I noticed there are some there from Nancy and Neil and others. I haven't had a chance to listen to them all yet, but probably will do over the course of tonight and tomorrow. And I'm also wondering what has happened to Will. I do remember seeing a couple of tweets from Maria last week, but Will seems to have dropped off the face of the universe. I know how hard it is to actually get round to recording an audio boo, not least from finding the time to actually physically record it, but actually having something sensible to say. So many times I think, oh, I could record an audio boo, and you think, yeah, but what are you going to say? Because you haven't done anything, and you've been to work, and you've come home, and you know nothing's happened in between. So I appreciate the need for meaningful subject matter, and obviously what's going on in the news, in other parts of the world, in Japan and so on. Anything that you probably, certainly anything that I've got to say is fairly unimportant, I guess. So I guess on that note, I think I will sign off, carry on cooking dinner, hope to hear from you all soon. For those people who haven't booed yet, will. Hope you can find some time to let us know what's happening. And I'll catch you soon. Take care now. Bye-bye.